It's time for KBOO News from the Boo with
Mike
and
Monica Beamer.
It is about 5:45, time once again for News from the Boo, our weekly roundup of items of interest here at KBOO and in the greater KBOO listening community. We have with us today station co-manager Mike, and joining us are also Mike and Delphine, who will be discussing beloved community today. Hello to all of you.
Hello, Brian.
Hello.
Howdy.
Well, guys, why don't you tell us a little bit about beloved community and how it works?
Well, so Beloved Community was kind of introduced to the KBOO community as a way for us to start thinking about how we want to intentionally be with one another. I think that it was not new to KBOO. I think KBOO has been for a very long time thinking about, you know, the way that we talk to each other, the way that we interact with each other. Even restorative justice is kind of the approach that we take. But we decided to actually take a step further and start looking at ways that we can intentionally have conversations with each other so that we can understand better where all of us are coming from. And I think that through Beloved Community, so we are very much trying to foster the KBOO community for all. And it's really forced us to look at issues of racism, of sexism, of how do we how folks that have different abilities are welcome to the station, you know, classism and all of these different issues and how, you know, their impact, our interaction. There's such a variety of folks here. It's hard at times.
What's the format of the meetings that you have?
So there are trainings, and there are trainings that are put together by KBOO volunteers, such as Mike and myself, and Monica Beamer has been also helping. Other staff have been helping with that, but we had one that was around racial justice. So we had a racial justice 101, which actually was with a co-facilitator from the Altai community, and then Monica and myself have co-facilitated another training around racial justice. And the idea around this particular training has been to kind of create, so all volunteers are invited. Lots of board members and staff, of course, have been attending them, but also lots of volunteers. And so through the trainings in racial justice, we've been trying to start with a common understanding of terms and definitions, etc. And then from that actually stemmed a desire to start a monthly group. So now we have a monthly discussion group, which is around really building your ally skills. And so we have volunteers and staff and board members and all kinds of folks that are involved in the KBOO community that come together the first Saturday of every month from noon to 2. And we have conversations. We challenge each other, but also we build trust. You know, for folks especially, you know, like myself who are white, sometimes it's kind of difficult having conversations around race. It's difficult, you know, understanding what's at stake on the other end. And so these conversations are kind of one of the way that we do that. But maybe, Mike, you could talk a little bit about the sexism training that we co-facilitated together and what that looked like.
I'd love to. So we came together and put together a sexism training. It was put together along the lines of the racial justice training. And we invited staff and some board members. We opened it up to volunteers too, to talk about sexism and patriarchy and how it impacts us at KBOO. There's a lot of awesome female-identified people that work here, that volunteer here. And as I understand, I think Ani was saying, or you know, the volunteer coordinator here was saying that they hadn't had a training about sexism or a talk in years. Yeah, it was like, what was it, 15 years
yeah.
or so?
Mm-hmm.
As you can imagine, a lot of stuff happens in these walls, and you know, people need space with which to discuss it with one another. You know, being a male-identified person, you know, I take a lot of things for granted in my interactions with people. And the training itself was a good way to come together. We discussed, you know, definitions of some key terms, you know, patriarchy, rape culture, et cetera, and came up with a shared language with which to sort of have a conversation. We split up into different caucuses, male-identified people, female-identified people, and we opened up the floor to people that don't identify in the gender binary, and discussed, you know, the ways that sexism and patriarchy impact us at KBOO, and they were really good conversations. I was super inspired by it. I'm all for, you know, talking a good talk, but you know, the challenge now is in applying these things, walking the walk. Right. So we are definitely planning on doing some ongoing trainings and discussions, maybe even getting a little more finely grained in the things that we're addressing.
So there's a lot of really interesting things that come to mind when I'm listening to you all talk about Beloved Community. Mm-hmm. One of the things I'm curious about, though, is Beloved Community specific to KBOO historically, or did that model come from something somewhere else?
It actually came from somewhere else. So it is a model that is used, that Monica Beamer brought with her. This was something that she also was working on when she worked at Sisters of the Road. So kind of, and I believe it is kind of a model that also she got from somewhere. But the concept of it is really to understand that it is everybody's responsibility to make the community a place that feels safe and welcoming for everyone. And so, you know, as Mike, the first Mike, not the second Mike. I knew we were going to get confused between Mike Crenshaw and Mike Hipper. You know, the idea of having these conversations and being able to come to an understanding of what's happening is also helping us, you know, then articulate solutions for it and really push all of us to be responsible and engaged in the solutions. So we don't, as co-facilitator or creators of whatever we've been talking about in the trainings, we don't kind of mandate what comes out of it. It's kind of the community together, whoever is there, that's kind of formulating what are the next steps. And one of the next steps was come to News from the Boo. So here we are.
Mike Kleffer, I'd love to circle back to the concept you raised of shared language. And I was hoping you could talk a little bit about how having a shared language can benefit an organization like KBOO.
Sure. You know, we take a lot of things for granted when we speak to one another. We take for granted that we've interfaced with, you know, terms that are in common usage for some of us. We take for granted, you know, some people may have interacted with these concepts before. So through, you know, we just did an exercise where we wrote, you know, a term on a piece of butcher paper, basically, and stuck it up on the wall and asked people in groups to circle around and just write down, you know, whatever they could come up with that typified these terms. And then we, you know, broke into a group discussion when everyone had, like, you know, gone around the room about what these terms mean to people. And in this way, you can be sure more or less of what you're talking about instead of maybe going at a speed that, you know, the room is not accustomed to. You know, these trainings, I think, do a really great job from the little that I've seen so far of just making sure that the people are on the same footing and feel comfortable addressing one another. And, you know, we've only had one sexism and patriarchy training, but from my understanding at racial justice trainings, there have been some tension, I guess, mm-hmm. and some conflict that has been raised. And, you know, from Della said and Monica, it creates a really good container, I guess. If you know the people in the room, you know, you're sort of on the same page to, you know, really get to the bottom of where these things proceed from and try to resolve it if possible. I mean, that's not always possible, but, you know, the language that we use is certainly a part of the ways in which we interact with one another. So it's good to just be on the same page if possible.
And sometimes we do come up with definitions also that work for us. As Mike mentioned, you know, the difficulties was really around the term race. You know, race is such a loaded term, and it means some things for some people, and it means something else for other people. And I think that, you know, it's hard to say which definition is right or not, but I think that we can also, as a group, define when we talk about race within this group, this is what we mean. So that also, you know, lots of folks want to talk about the human race versus, you know, what we understand as a social construct of Black and Caucasian and Natives, etc. And other folks, you know, feel that term should actually be eradicated, that we should not use it at all because it contributes to the confusion. And so, you know, yes, all of this, and yet, how do we have these conversations and still talk about it? So being able to come as a group to a decision as to when we use that term, this is what we mean, it just kind of like takes away a lot of the distraction and allows for just the conversation to be more focused.
I want to circle back to something you were talking about just a few minutes ago. Can you give an example of ally skills?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is a great question. Well, so I think that being an ally can mean a lot of things for different people. Here within the Kebu community, we are using this term as, you know, maybe someone who might not be part of a group that is oppressed, but understands some of the challenges and would like to help destruct the bigger structure, the really institutionalized structure that creates the oppression and the different treatment of individuals based on lots of perceived ideas, whether it be gender, whether it be skin color, etc. And so one of the one thing that we have come up with is really we need to educate ourselves. So number one ally skill is learn, educate, listen to, you know, in the context, for example, of the racial justice training, listen to what folks of color in the room have to say, and in the case of the sexism training, you know, listen to what female identify in a room have to say about being oppressed, etc. So that's, I would say, you know, number one, and then from there, of course, it grows.
I before we came in today, you also mentioned something that's somewhat related to mm-hmm. Beloved community and definitely related to the Kebu community at large. You mentioned something about the mission vision statement.
Yeah, retreat.
And the retreat.
Yes. So, you know, Kebu is an incredible resource for all of us, and all of us have different ideas about what it is. And I think through Beloved Community, we've been trying to kind of bring this common understanding. But right now, if folks are not able to be involved in Beloved Community, they might have an interest in being involved with helping us at Kebu create a member vision and mission statement. So we currently don't have one, and Kebu really needs that in order to be able to, you know, have a clear vision for the future, be able to express what we do in small sentences, etc. And so we've done a survey. The survey is over. It was a month-long survey, but now you have an opportunity to come and meet us, be with us for a retreat on May 30th. So the retreat is at noon. From noon to 4, that's on Saturday, May the 30th. And if you would like to attend, you should RSVP with Monica Beamer. And her email is monica@kebu.org.
Thank you, Del.
Will it be right here at the station?
It actually will not. And the address and agenda and details about the retreat will be sent to you when you RSVP to Monica. So again, monica@kebu.org.
Thank you. And then lastly, unless there are more questions, but when is the next Beloved Community and how would people get involved?
Yeah, so we are currently planning a classism training, which will be in the fall. However, if you're interested in racial justice, on Saturday, which would be June 6th, the first Saturday of June, noon to 2, we will have our discussion group around building ally skills around racial justice. So to be honest, there's already been conversation within that group to grow those skills, not just around racial justice, but just around anti-oppression work. Also, we have a resource area now at Kebu, so you should come check it out.
We have 1 minute left.
So the resource area, actually, it's one of the things that came out of these trainings is, you know, how do we propagate the information that we share during these trainings? Would it be definitions or, you know, great work that we use to facilitate those conversations? So there is right next to the air room, if you come to the station, 20 Southeast 8th Avenue, if you come to the station right next to the air room, there's a resource area. It's all kinds of stuff pinned on the wall, and you could grab some of the handouts and stuff on there. And there's also more information about how to join and when next meetings are, etc.
Thank you, guys. Thank you, Mike Klepfer and Delphine Crescenzo.
Thank you.
Thank you, Brian and Aaron.
Thank you, and we'll see you next week.
Thank you.
All right.
You are listening to KBOO Portland. That was the evening news, followed by news from the Boo. Up next is Occupy Radio. We are going to go way back in the vault. We are going to hear from the second ever Occupy Portland radio show. It never aired. This was only on the web. And it is in anticipation of our fourth year anniversary coming up in the fall, at which time we may go back to the archives and bring you some unheard gems from back then. But before we get to that, a few messages.